Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth. My apologies for that disruption at the end of the song. Somehow I was disconnected and had to get back in. So happy first official weekend of 2012. I am still just giddy over the new year. I love seeing the new year like all of you, most of you. I know sometimes we have good years and sometimes we have bad years because one of my nieces, my niece that lives in Dallas, I noticed last weekend she just could not wait for 2012 to come. And she seems to have been doing pretty good to me. I'm not with her every day. I'm in Jacktown. She's in Big D, but she was like just anticipating the arrival of 2012 because for some reason 2011 was not one of her faves. But 2011 was it was okay with me, but I'm just super excited for 2012. And it seems like a lot of people are excited about 2012. So we're talking sports and entertainment today, and my Mississippi homie, who resides in Big D also, he's on the line, so we're going to talk more sports and more entertainment. Also, we only have 30 minutes. So most of you, it's a lot of night owls, huh? A lot of us live that vampire lifestyle. Because I do believe in getting my proper rest and sleep now, but I've been up. I cooked yummy chicken, lean chicken breast, and stir fried veggies last night around 9. But I'm one of those people that I found out a few years back that it's not good for me to eat late at night, and so I'm talking like late night, like 1 a.m. and 2 a.m. and so on. And whatever, but cooked a nice little dish because I had not eaten since early in the day. And back to what I was saying, I tweeted and posted a lot of stories that we probably won't get a chance to talk about, but I know that will interest you all. And then also, even coming from my being, the nakedness of my being, I often share my thoughts before show and after show, also things that I wish I had had time to say during showtime, or wish I could have made a point or touched base or mentioned, because I love to mention things. So one project that I would like to mention, I hope you all have been enjoying my YouTube friend Yoki Reich, because that song Daydreamer is just amazing, right? So like I said, friend him on YouTube, follow him on Twitter at OKIRIKE. So hopefully he will be a guest on the show real soon. He resides in Savannah, Georgia. And also, you can check him out on Reverb Nation. And like I stated before, he was he's a native of Nigeria, of a town called Ututu. But he has more songs, very inspirational songs. You won't hear any negativity coming out of his songs and his lyrics. So I just wanted to say that. But back to who I was about to mention and plug, my Facebook friend Chris Johnson of Philadelphia has a film project called Paradise City. He has posted a snippet of the film on my wall, and also he's raising funds for his film. And you can friend him, Chris Johnson. Check out my wall, Miss Beth Nelson. And I have another page too, my Mark business page. It's Beth Mark Girl Rep, but it's on my page that I that's connected. And I have a fan page for Culture Shock Reports, so don't hesitate. Go ahead and like the page. I have a lot of information posted on my fan page, on Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Fan page is Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. So fan, like the page, okay? And post information and videos on Culture Shock Entertainment Reports fan page also. I love receiving info from you all, so you all can be posting info on that fan page. Because I'm just amazed at all the information and feedback that I do receive. So, like I said, I'm going to chime in with Reg in approximately about 4 minutes. Before I go any further, I would like to send my condolences to Mr. Tommy Parker of L.A. He's Austin Brown's BFF. You know, he's part of the Backpack Kids. And to Austin, send condolences to Mr. Tommy Parker in Austin, because Tommy lost his mother this week. So definitely tweet him and send he and Austin and all their loved ones much love and many prayers regarding that, because it's a very difficult time. I mean, one of my beloved neighbor hospitalized yesterday, so I guess I'll find out some information soon what's going on with her. Prayerfully, she's recovering and doing better. So just keep my neighbor Mrs. Laurel Brown in your prayers also. for a quick and speedy recovery. But there's just, like, so much. Like I said, Reggie and I were going to talk about sports and entertainment. And I just want to thank you so much for supporting the show. And like I said, I have tweeted and posted info and retweeted and shared information that the audience provides me. We are near 34K views. And so thank you. And the number, if you want to listen or you just want to make a comment, want to say Happy New Year or make a prediction, because this is NFL day, NFL weekend. So you know that's what's on my mind. If you've been on my pages and seen my tweets, that's what I've been tweeting and talking about. I've been talking about a lot of things, but definitely the NFL. And, you know, been showing a lot of love for the NBA, too, because the NBA doing their thing. But I'm just amazed at some of the news reports that I've been hearing. I've heard, I'm sure you all have already heard also, Ryan Seacrest might not return to American Idol next season due to contract negotiations and renewal. And but Ryan Seacrest is just amazing. He is the one that turned me on to Austin Brown's music. I was familiar with Austin Brown, Rivers' son, and her husband, Nate, but he turned me on to this current project. And I was just in amazement to that. And Ryan is just an amazing guy. I just wonder what's going on. Because, you know, when they said Regis was retiring, you know, Ryan's name was the first name to come up. So I'm just wondering if it's a coincidence. But I love Kelly and her husband, Mark. So I think Mark would be great for that position. I love Ryan. His hands are full with so many projects. His art, his Ryan Seacrest production company. I mean, he's the company that produces all the Kardashian programs and then other reality programs also. So, you know, it's not like he, like, okay, what I'm going to do next. But American Idol, he's just like a part of American Idol. I mean, he's grown with the show and so on. So, I hope that it's a win-win situation dealing with that. And so we'll be talking more about that in the near future. I mean, because that's like, okay. And so it's almost time for me to chime Ridge in, because I did not know that Coach Jeff Fisher of the Titans might not return to coaching next season. So I just read on, I think I was on NFL, on Fox Sports Facebook page, and Pro Football.com, one of those websites reporting that Jeff Fisher said he will make an announcement next week if he will return to coaching next season. So we have to keep an eye on that. And something that Reg Ruffnick and I didn't talk about yesterday, that after the show when we did talk, just one-on-one with each other, we discussed Jerry Jones relinquishing his general manager duties, and I just wonder what some of you think of that, you know. So you can call to listen, and you can call to comment, talk about NFL. There are, you know, bowl games are still going on, and to talk about just what's hot and some things that there'd be so much news going on. Some of us just, you can't know about everything. And then what's entertainment and what's gossip, you know, really. So it's time for me to chime my butt in so we won't run out of time. We have about 14 more minutes. So I just want to wish everyone a happy first weekend, official weekend of 2012. And I also want to shout out LB Sure. He's visiting Denver today. And shout out to my friends, Mr. Moses Brewer and his wife, Gwen, and their loved ones who reside in Denver also. So it's time to see what's up with Reg Ruffnick. And it seems like I can't get enough of, whoa. She's like, I can't get enough of that song, huh? Something's going on.
Guess not.
What's up? Good morning. Happy Saturday.
If I hear that song one more time, I'm going to reach through the phone and choke the crap out of you, okay?
I'm just supposed to be chiming you in, and I end up chiming Daydreamer. Don't you love that song?
Yeah, I daydreamed all night on that song, all right?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I am.
What's for breakfast?
Still awake.
What's for breakfast?
Fried chicken. I fried some chicken this morning because I was trying to stay awake because of somebody.
Oh, my God. I visited your page before about 30 minutes ago. So let me see what's on Ridge Roughneck's mind. But it was your thought from a couple of nights ago. Oh, my God. You had me cracking up regarding Gingrich and Rick Santorum.
Oh, please don't get me started on them fools.
I said I was going to read the whole, comment, and not tell the listeners what you said. But you, what's your, Reg Roughneck talked about on his Facebook page this week about, all of you all know that I'm an independent, open-minded Republican, that I wholeheartedly support Rick Perry. But he has things to say, too, about the governor in the state that he resides in. But he did not. He was not talking about Rick Perry. He made a comment about welfare and the races, white and black. White and black America and welfare. And mainly pertaining to Newt and Rick's thoughts. Now you go ahead and let people know. Share your thoughts, because you're very informative and hilarious.
Well, my thing was, I was very incensed about the fact that both of them decided to make a point that welfare is a black issue, more or less, and they were stating, like Rick Santorum, he made a comment that he doesn't want black people spending people who have jobs, taxpayer money to take care of their way of living, which I thought was a load of crap, just as much as I thought Gingrich's thing about saying that Barack Obama is a welfare type of president while he's a paycheck president, which is even more crap. I was just highly offended by that because last I checked, white people get more welfare than black people, and they also get more unemployment than black people. I mean, black people only make a certain drop of the population, you know, quiet as it's kept. But unfortunately, some people wouldn't have known that because they don't know about the census report, obviously. And they're giving us way too much credit in the wrong way, of course.
So you had me laughing also about the only, they seem like they're the only two people that have their heads in each other's rear. To say it properly. But Reggie Roughneck used another word.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure about
that. You said they're like the only two people. Had me cracking up.
They have to be because, I mean, that's just like selling drugs. Almost 70% of the drug users in America are white, but 90% of the people who go to jail is black and Hispanic for drugs. So, I mean,
that's amazing.
I'm like Marvin Gaye. Somebody talk to me so I can see what's going on. I mean, I know we were supposed to talk about sports, but hey, this is just as much important to me.
Exactly. But you know what? I was not exposed to, being 43 now until the divide of, I used to wonder why people used to say black America and white America. You know, even though you and I grew up here in Jackson, Mississippi, we grew up multicultural, you know?
Right. Yeah,
so until the 90s, I did not know how divided black America and white America was. I did not know. I used to like what? Black America, white America? Because even though we're in Jackson, Mississippi, in the Deep South, we grew up around all races. And people with different social from different backgrounds. And just like you said, I was exposed to white people on welfare. As opposed to white people getting unemployment checks. So, you know, you're making a good point.
I think the best point I can make on that is that when TV and the media always hypes up the situation, whereas when it comes to, we hear it all the time. You can chase about any channel. A black family has to grow up with a family of 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I'm sorry, it's like LeBron was counting all these titles. But anyway, they sit up here and they always want to make this sob story about how black women have to raise the kids. There's never a black father around. They got to live on welfare just to make ends meet. You know, it's almost like good times in a lot of ways. I mean, that's what white America sees. That's what they're always subjected to. And I guess to a certain point, some people have gotten so exposed to it, they actually believe that's what it is.
But now the stats are a lot of women are the head of the households. A lot of women are. But then there are still a lot of couples that are still married. But now it's not a race. Well, then you're talking about currently now, though. But there are reports that, regardless of color, that women are alone raising the kids. And then there's a lot of single fathers. I know so many single fathers that raise their kids. You know?
Well,
that's something that we should talk more about too. Fathers who raise kids, you know.
Yes, that'd be a good show for another time.
But you said they sure do paint that picture a lot. Now I don't have any kids. I mean, my son passed away, and when I say no kids, I at least want to show respect to my son because I'm always heartbroken of him. But that passed away. He was born and died soon after birth. Some people they don't know. I just say that. But you re-raising your daughter, and I mean, I'm just amazed at the guys that are good fathers, because we hear so much about guys that aren't good fathers and deadbeat. But I just salute you and other guys that really take care of your kids.
Well, and then the bittersweet twist to that is the fact that when a woman gets a man that really want to be involved, whether they're with that person or not, then they throw the guy under the bus to try to make themselves look good. And one of the points I was going to make earlier is the fact that just to be politically correct, a lot of women are raising kids by themselves, more so by choice than by being forced to, because first thing comes out of a woman's mouth whenever they feel the need, I can do this all by myself. Like, they're badge of honor and everything. So I just say play on, play up, fool on, fool. I mean, just do what you do.
You sound like Anthony Brown. Play on, play up. Wow.
Sure.
But when I read that, because I was like, okay, today's show, we're not going to talk about politics at all, strictly sports and entertainment. I visited your page, and I just was cracking up. So I just had to bring it up.
Hey, no problem. I mean, because
I was like, we're not talking anything.
We're very diversified in our topics. Yes, we are.
Exactly. You had me
just all in 30 minutes, but we make the most of it.
Yeah, but I did not know before we. I'm going to talk some sports. Before I, about 30 minutes before we came on air, I see where Jeff Fisher is thinking about not returning to coaching next year. I know you've heard about this, but this is the first I've heard.
Well, from what I heard earlier today, that Fisher was on the fence about choosing between the St. Louis Rams and the Dolphins. That was the last I heard.
Oh, that's what I was thinking. I was saying that's what I was wondering. I was like, it's open in some other places too. Okay,
if you had any qualms, that's news to me now at this point.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, with job openings at other teams, I'm like, now, okay. Oh, so he's trying to say I might come back to coach, but you all might see me coaching another team. You think that's what he's trying to say?
No, I just think Fisher is picking and choosing where he ends up. I think that's what he's trying to do. He knows that he's in a position where he can choose, whereas opposed to someone doing the choosing for him. which is, hey, that's always good. I mean, I'm never going to hate on somebody who has it like that because, I mean, it's nice to know that some people can still choose whatever job they want to have and where they want to have it, and, you know, and the salary is dictated. But anyway, it's just that it just... It's just in today's economy and today's where I do get a little hacked off when I see people that can have the ability to choose. I kind of get a little jealous about that.
But that's the American way. We should be able to choose, right?
Then somebody need to remind me that I'm an American because I haven't had it quite so good, you know. My American dream's been a American nightmare.
So, I know.
I mean, when you sit up here and look at the basics, how you're paying for yesterday's gas at today's prices, and we went over there and kicked two countries in the rear to get a hold of some oil, and we're paying twice as much for oil than we did before we went over there. Thank you.
Wow.
That's all I can say. You know, I mean, the economy is in such a tailspin behind trying to gain control of some oil in a foreign country that didn't declare war on us. But, oh, God, we're just so stuck on politics.
I know. And after show yesterday, Blog Talk listeners, I asked Reg Roughneck's opinion of regarding Floyd Mayweather, our champion, being locked up for 90 days regarding... what was the charge, really? Because I don't want to say the wrong thing. Battery.
It was domestic battery. It was aggravated domestic battery. And in my opinion, he got off real easy. I guess they don't call Mayweather money for no reason. But some judge got his kids put through school, and he made a lot of tip money behind that one. Because boxers' hands are considered lethal weapons. And the fact that he got away with striking this, and on top of that, striking a woman with his hands, and you are a professional fighter, that's supposed to be an automatic 10 years in the penitentiary.
Whoa, so and he got 90 days. Okay, we have 47 seconds of live streaming, but we're going to continue the show until after the live streaming. You can call in to listen, 714-409-0614. And thank you so much. And what's up? Have a great first official weekend of 2012. And I hope your favorite teams win. My favorite team, the Saints, got to do their thing.
Unless
your favorite team. What?
Cowboy season no whistle.
Oh, man, it's a lot of Cowboy news. I posted and tweeted a lot of Cowboy news before the show. So, we thank you all for tuning in. If you're not going to remain with us until the end of the entire show, and you can check out the entire show at the profile Cut the Shot Inc.-Beth. Thank you so much, and God bless. Okay, now the boxer's hand is considered a lethal weapon.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
If a boxer, I mean, you get into a fight with a boxer and it's bare-handed. The only way that a boxer should get off on self-defense is the fact that all martial arts experts, they would have to say the man drew a weapon on me because this man is already, I mean, like a martial artist, his hands and feet are lethal weapons. And, perfect example, Chuck Norris was at a bar one time. This was a long time ago when he was doing the shows here in Dallas. We'll do a Walker, Texas Ranger. Guys,
I love
Chuck
that show.
At the bar. Right. Well, hey, who didn't? I love it too. Yeah. Chuck Norris, he's at a bar. He sits up there. You know, he ordered his drink, and then he goes to the bathroom. Guy sees that Chuck Norris went to the bathroom. The guy sits in Chuck's seat. Chuck comes back and asks the guy nicely, "Sir, I was sitting in this seat before you left." And, of course, the guy wanted to pick at him and start a fight. Because he know Chuck, if Chuck split his wig, he'd go into the bank. So the guy sits up there and says a few words trying to go Chuck, and Chuck just looked at him, smiled, said, hey, if you want to seat that badge, you can have it. And he just went on about his way. Made the guy probably feel about 10 inches tall because he just totally threw water on his, on his plans. Just totally doused out his plans all in a simple, kind, magnanimous gesture to just step off. Because Chuck knows, him being a 10th degree black belt, he's much as slap somebody the wrong way. It's, you know, he gonna have problems. Legal problems. So that's one of the things about being a martial artist or a professional fighter. You have to be cognizant of when you're out in the public. People, for this stupid reason, will try you.
Yeah.
Knowing they can't.
Wow. And knowing that if that's your perfection, you would be in hot water if you did react.
Oh, absolutely. Chuck, in that situation, Chuck had more to lose than he did over a seat, over a chair. Now, of course, if the guy attacked his wife or said something disrespectful, I mean, even in that point, if you speak and say something disrespectful to somebody about themselves, that's not a crime, unfortunately, because, I mean, I don't have a problem beating the hell out of somebody for being disrespectful. But the thing about it is you have to think about what the law is going to state. And you can get in a world of hot water behind that if you're not careful. Because, you know, I mean, when a man has hands that can break wood and go through bricks and stuff like that, even though I don't understand the base behind that, because I don't think I'm going to have to be getting to a fight to that extreme, but
you make me think about one of my favorite actors and favorite fitness guys and one of my favorite ninjas, because he's a ninja, and it's Timok. I mean, Timok is like a cool guy, but like you said, he's a ninja. and their hands are like, you know. I'm speaking of Timok of The Last Dragon. That's something. Because I've loved boxing and martial arts and wrestling since I was a little girl. We had a big wrestling match here in Jackson last
night.
Absolutely. Because when you caught me off guard yesterday when you said, we're a deadly weapon. And then I was like, oh, yeah.
The registered lethal weapon, Jeff.
Yeah. Like, oh, my God.
So yeah,
How do you think this issue is going to affect boxing? Because boxing is feel like it's making a comeback. The popularity is making a comeback. Those of us who love boxing, it's always popular to us. But it's coming back to being televised more and pay per view shows and everything. So how do you think a belt holding champion being locked up for this, domestic battery, how do you think it's going to affect the comeback of boxing?
I don't think it's going to affect it much because, that's just one of those side issues. It's not like Floyd's the first or the last one to.
I like Floyd Mayweather.
But the thing about it is, as far as this fight goes, I mean, let's be honest, this is the biggest fight in nearly two decades, you can almost say going on three, and it's just so much is riding on this fight, because in a lot of ways, boxing in a way, because MMA has came in and taken over the boxing scene. And they got and because of that, boxing has to do something to get itself back on the map, because they have truly faded off the radar screen. Because I mean, heck, a lot of people don't even know who the world heavyweight champion is right now.
You're right, because I used to know every division, welterweight, lightweight. Every division, and don't test me because it's sad that I don't. Somebody who's loved boxing for so long. I used to know, like, everybody from amateur to to the heavyweight. So you sure are right.
Well, growing up, you had to know and learn because, I mean, hey, you watched it, you was interested in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know,
and it was just like,
Muhammad Ali, the king at the top, and everybody else was just some also rans. And that's what we grew up with and getting to know. But then after Ali left, it was Larry Holmes.
Sugar Ray? I love me some Sugar Ray.
I mean, in the 80s. The '80s had to be the best decade for boxing.
Yeah,
and then
Olympic boxing. I was real back in our days. I used to like really support the Olympic boxing also, and I don't hear much talk about Olympic boxing nowadays.
That's true. That is so true. Why? Because our diamond in the rough and our future champ, our chosen one, hasn't even came to pass yet, and that is a big caveat with boxing right now. Because I mean, 10 more years of this, and boxing just gonna frankly go down the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I think honestly, the best way to make this fight be a true fight of the century, they got to make the fight first, winner take all, cause.
Yeah, you mentioned that before.
Well, I know.
What about he and Manny?
Well, Floyd, Manny's Manny. But I mean, but honestly, I just think Manny gonna beat the crap out of him. I really do. I hate to go against Floyd. I mean, Floyd.
I love Manny. I like Floyd too, but I'm with you. I'm Team Manny.
Floyd is one of the coldest fighters ever, but Pacquiao is a beast. He's brutal.
Exactly. I love Floyd, but then I'm Team Manny, cause he's awesome.
Pacquiao is just an awesome. He's just an awesome fighter. And he has great skills. I mean, he just gets in the ring and he loves to dominate the fight, and just you know, bottom line, we know it's gonna be a great fight. It would be it'd be kind of asinine to say you're gonna know who the winner is, because either one of these two guys can win this fight. So they are evenly matched.
And that's gonna be an awesome fight. They need to hurry up and book that.
Well,
wow.
Floyd, do you get off the pot?
What'd you say?
I said Floyd need to get off the pot, because he can't just sit there and vacillate so long, because eventually the public's going to lose interest about all the hype. Then when they had a fight, somebody's going to be older. Somebody's going to be old, fat, sick, out of shape, flabby, and then that's going to be the excuse. So when they lose, whomever it may
be. Stop talking about me. What you talking about me for? I'm just joking. And then what? And somebody's going to be bringing people out of retirement, huh?
All right. People going to be coming out of retirement, coming out of Woodworth Manor. I want to fight Mike Tyson. I want to, you know. Like,
I would love to see Mike Tyson come out of retirement. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I would love to see Mike come out of retirement.
Like Pacquiao or Mayweather.
I would love to see Mike come out of retirement. I bet he could get in shape and do some good things. I bet he could. Larry Holmes came out of retirement. Mike Tyson could definitely come out of retirement.
Foreman.
Huh?
But I mean, and so did George Foreman.
Because
won the title. He actually won it on his 50, you know, when he turned 50.
Exactly.
And, that was a historic mile marker for us middle-aged folks.
Well, one thing that I loved about Tyson was not just his powerful punch, but I love the fact that Mike Tyson, back in his early days, you very seldom saw him step back. He just drove straight into his opponent.
A lot of things changed with Mike Tyson over the years, and you know, some of it was good and some of it was truly bad, but I give the man a lot of props for hanging in there and then just still try to maintain his sanity, what Louis had left. And he did a great job of maintaining it. And if you tell Mike I said this, I will deny it. Trust me.
Okay, now.
I will deny it. So Mike listening, hear, heard, or found out, I know how to punk out fast. I really do.
Not you. Not Not my friend, Bad Reg Roughneck.
Well, now, bad as I am, okay. I ain't ready for no Mike Tyson. So, Mike Tyson is I think he's about a year older than I am. But
That's what I'm saying. Mike still got it. It wouldn't take Mike no time to get back in shape.
Mike
and
just
get in the ring.
Really lost his desire for the sport, and it showed the last few years. He had really lost his desire. He knew he wasn't going anywhere. Excuse me. He felt like it was just a waste of time. He went on and just got the fight over with, basically, when he did fight.
And became an entertainer. And happily married.
Yeah.
Taking care of his family. But I believe he would, though. If the right project came up, I believe he would.
Right. My heart goes out to the guy for losing his daughter a couple of years ago. I know.
Oh, that was so sad. And it was after the movie.
It was truly sad and devastating. And then, after that little scuffle he had at the airport, because, you can understand why the guy is so protective about his children.
Mm-hmm.
Paparazzi just don't have a clue. And a care or conscience in the world to do the right thing. That never happened.
Okay, so what are your predictions for today's games?
I already told you Pittsburgh and Denver's a toss up. So I know the Giants in Atlanta. I think the Giants are going to win because the Giants they're a better veteran team. They know how to get the job done, and they ride or die for their coach. So I give them props for that. I think the Eagles play the Buccaneers, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, because
totally mistaken. The Buccaneers ain't nowhere. The only way the Buccaneers going to the playoffs, they buy tickets. So what the heck?
Because you're thinking about a conversation after the show. Because we talked about the coaches that got fired. I told Reg Roughneck I was surprised that Raheem Morris got fired. I wasn't surprised about the other coaches that got fired on Black Monday, but you weren't surprised that Bucks coach Raheem Morris was fired.
No, I wasn't. I really was. I hate it for the young guy, but he really put his heart and soul into that.
We have 25 seconds because I don't want you to get cut off in mid sentence.
Absolutely.
Continue. You hate to see him get fired.
People don't understand that, and the thing about it is, Raheem Morris really put his heart into it. I'm sure he will get another job, another opportunity one day. It's just not going to be now.
Okay. Well, thank you all for joining us this morning. And just have a great, fantastic weekend.